about 3.5 weeks away from the start of the Branch County Fair. Jan Murphy, fair manager, in the studio with us this morning as the countdown continues. Tick, 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 tick. We talked about this last time, and each day you guys probably rip off a different page on the calendar, go, oh, we got that done, got that done, got that done.
Right, and we hope we don't forget anything and continue on with that page. They're all full, that's for sure.
Well, trying to fill up, you still have some spots available still for inside space, right?
Yes, if you're a contractor, any local businesses, or even business that are not in Branch County that would like to have inside space, we have some space available and love to see them set up.
It's a great way for you to meet people, to get your product out there. You're obviously in a protected space inside those buildings, but you're exposed to thousands and thousands of people during that whole week.
That's right. Last year, our attendance was around 68,000 for the week. So we're hoping for that, plus a little more would be nice. And, of course, that depends upon Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm. But those inside buildings, you keep the doors, there's a little breeze going through there. And, if you know, temperature, there's been a couple of years been, you know, very, very hot inside those buildings. But most of the time, it's not bad.
So. Right. And we have some really nice fans in a couple of them that helps cool that down, too. The buildings open at 11, and they close roughly around 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, depending on the weather. And they are secured at night, and we do have security on the grounds, so okay. It's a safe place.
If people want more information, just contact the fair office.
Right.
For the call pricing availability. Okay. Tickets, by the way, are they available now?
Yes, you can purchase the weekly passes anytime now between 9 and 4:30, Monday through Friday. And the sooner you get them, the better for you and all of that. And you're not waiting in lines or when it comes time to pull into the ground, you have your tickets ready to go.
It's pretty good value for that, especially if you're going to be down there for, you know, 2-3 days for the week.
Right. If you're going to be there more than 3 days, the weekly pass is the way to go because of the admission and the parking. And I think the two combined is somewhere around
$20. Okay. All right. And then the wristbands and stuff for those, when would those go on sale then?
The wristbands will go on sale when the ride company comes in. Okay. We're not doing a pre-sale this year. I know the wristbands are going to be $20. I can tell you Tuesday on Kids Day will be a coupon, and the coupon will be in the shopper's guide because some of our very nice Pioneer Seed dealers went together and is sponsoring Tuesday where we lost our sponsor. So we have them now, which I'm excited about because the shopper's guide will have that coupon, so you just need to get that.
All right. And then coming up on the Saturday before the fair is always a huge event, which is the annual fair parade.
Right. And we would like to see, we have entries, but we would like to see more entries in there. That will be August 2nd. And we're excited about the parade as usual. It really, again, Mother Nature, please don't rain on us. Don't rain on my parade.
Yeah. And for folks who want to, it's a later in the day parade. Well, you leave the fairgrounds around 4 o'clock and hit downtown about 4:30 or so.
Right. We go through town at 4:30 and we go from Jefferson to Clay Street.
All right. And probably a ton of politicians this year in it, right?
I'm sure there is. All it's right. been really, really busy with everything going on, and I haven't had a chance to look at all those forms, but I really want to encourage the businesses, our different king and queens and that from around the county to get entered.
Yeah, well, it's a cool, again, a little extra exposure for, you know, spend an hour or so to do it, but if you got a, you know, decorated van or you got a, you know, any kind of float you want to put together, some marchers, that kind of thing for your business, it's a great way to get a little exposure.
Right. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it certainly is. That's coming up on August 2nd. So, again, get a hold of the fair office.
Yes. Call the fair office. We have telephones there. A lot of times we'll be on 3 of them, but we'll get the answers.
And a lot of the information is available, too, online at the Branch County Fair website as well. So.
Right.
Great. Looking forward to it. Thanks, Jan.
Okay, thank you.
We will stay in touch as we get closer, too. Jan Murphy from the Branch County Fair with us this morning.